for you to strengthen and grow the middle class. Why we rallied to support each other through the pandemic, to advance reconciliation, to defend free trade on this continent, to stand strong with Ukraine and our democracy, and to fight climate change and get our economy ready for the future. We are at a critical moment in the world. Mes chers Canadiens, à chaque matin, je me suis réveillé en tant que Premier ministre, inspiré par la résilience, la générosité et la détermination qui nous caractérisent si bien en tant que Canadiens. C'est ce qui me motive à chaque jour où j'ai le privilège de servir dans ce poste.
All right, Justin Trudeau over there at the Rideau Cottage, that's the official residence of the Prime Minister of Canada, stepping down, coming down those stairs to announce what we expect to be an announcement where he says he's stepping down as leader of the Liberal Party. Will he continue as Prime Minister or not? We don't know at this stage. He could be caretaker Prime Minister. Now, he's speaking in French presently. He was speaking in English as well. In Canada, they speak, or he certainly does, both languages. So he will dip in and out of English and French. Let's go across to NDTV's Maha Siddiqui. Very briefly, Maha, we've just heard him come down, say a few words in English. For the benefit of our viewers, what did he say?
Vishnu, let's just wait for another couple of minutes because he's going to take two questions in English and two questions in French after he finishes that announcement in French as well. So we'll get to know more about what's the way ahead after he steps down as the leader of the Liberal Party, whether he's going to continue as caretaker Prime Minister, because what we are hearing is that there has been a request made to prorogue the Parliament till the 24th of March.
Paralyzed for months after what has been the longest session of a minority parliament in Canadian history. That's why this morning I advised the Governor General that we need a new session of parliament. She has granted this request, and the House will now be prorogued until March 24th. Over the holidays, I've also had a chance to reflect and have had long talks with my family about our future. Throughout the course of my career, any success I have personally achieved has been because of their support and with their encouragement. So last night over dinner, I told my kids about the decision that I'm sharing with you today. I intend to resign as party leader, as Prime Minister, after the party selects its next leader through a robust, nationwide, competitive process. Last night, I asked the president of the Liberal Party to begin that process. This country deserves a real choice in the next election, and it has become clear to me that if I'm having to fight internal battles, I cannot be the best option in that election. Mes chers amis, comme vous savez, je suis un fighter. Dans mon fort intérieur,
all right, so that's the breaking news. Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, announcing that he's resigning as party leader and that he will step down as Prime Minister. And he is essentially a caretaker Prime Minister now until such time as his party, the Liberals in Canada, select another Prime Minister. The House has been prorogued till the 24th of March. He says, and Maha, let me bring you in on this very briefly, before we go back to what he says, that there are internal battles within his party which Trudeau says he cannot fight. That's why he's taken this decision. Go ahead, Maha.
That's absolutely correct. There were at least 20 members of parliament from the Liberal Party who had been voicing open concern about his leadership, and many of them, in fact, had said that they would not want to contest election, the federal election, under his leadership because they were bound to lose. Then you had his close ally, the former finance minister, Chrystia Freeland, who also resigned from the cabinet. This was when Justin Trudeau was trying to reshuffle the cabinet, and that really gave an indication that the situation for him internally within the party was untenable, and that at some stage he will have to step down. And that's exactly what has happened now. Parliament has been prorogued, as he said, till the 24th of March. Otherwise, it would have met on the 27th of January. And Vishnu, we knew that the NDP, that is the party that had been supporting them on a case-by-case basis after withdrawing outside support in September to this minority government, that they would have brought in a non-confidence motion, which this government would have lost in any case. So there were a couple of reasons for this push, the final push for Justin Trudeau to take that call to step down as the leader of the Liberal Party and resign later on as the Prime Minister once a new leader of the Liberal Party is chosen. Now, as per the constitution of the Liberal Party, 90 days is the time given within the party to choose a new leader once the leader, that is the current leader, steps down. So we should expect that process to start right away. As Justin Trudeau pointed out, that he's already informed his party that he is stepping down. He did that last evening. And therefore, the process is already in motion now. We're expecting big candidates for that position. Chrystia Freeland, in fact, interestingly, is one of them. In fact, there were a lot of reports that had also suggested that maybe Justin Trudeau at some point felt that there were questions about her loyalty because her name was being thrown up as one who could take over his position. And therefore, that was one of the reasons he wanted to shuffle her out of a position, a very strong one, as the finance minister.
Democracy. A new prime minister and leader of the Liberal Party will carry its values and ideals into that next election. I'm excited to see the process unfold in the months ahead. We were elected for the third time in 2021 to strengthen the economy post-pandemic and advance Canada's interests in a complicated world. And that is exactly the job that I and we will continue to do for Canadians. Merci beaucoup, mes amis.
Thank you, Prime Minister. We'll now go to questions, starting with Laurence Martin, Radio-Canada.
Bonjour, Monsieur Trudeau. Vous vouliez le faire, ce combat contre Pierre Poilievre. Des batailles internes, il y en a dans votre parti depuis plusieurs mois déjà. Pourquoi est-ce que vous décidez d'abdiquer maintenant? Qu'est-ce qui vous a fait changer d'avis?
Comme vous savez, je suis pas quelqu'un qui recule facilement devant un combat.
All right, we'll surtout un combat go back to Baha for the moment. He'll be taking a couple of English questions as well, French and English questions. But just in terms of what he finally said over there in English, Maha, where he said that, you know, these are battles that will continue. He expects the new leadership to take up the challenges which he's faced. But given the recent polls in Canada, do the Liberals have much of a chance?
Well, the Liberals felt that they do not have a chance at all under his leadership, and that is why they wanted a leadership change. They feel that a change of leadership might give them some fighting chance against the Conservatives come the federal election.
I am not someone who backs away from a fight, particularly when a fight is as important as this one is. But I have always been driven by my love for Canada, by my desire to serve Canadians and by what is in the best interest of Canadians. And Canadians deserve a real choice in the next election. And it has become obvious to me with the internal battles that I cannot be the one to carry the Liberal standard into the next election.
Vous êtes au pouvoir depuis près de 10 ans. Le Canada a changé avec votre gouvernement. S'il y a une réalisation que vous pourriez nommer.
All right, so I'm just going to go through a few of the points that Justin Trudeau mentioned. He's the Canadian Prime Minister resigning as party leader, also announcing his decision to resign as Prime Minister, which he will do formally as soon as there is a new Prime Minister in place. He's asked his party, the Liberals, to look for somebody who would be a good Prime Minister, of course. The tenure of that prime ministership would be just a few months. Canada goes into elections very soon. He says, if I'm fighting internal battles, I cannot be the best option. If I'm having to fight internal conflicts, I cannot be the best choice to fight elections. This has become clear. I cannot be the leader to take the party to the next election. Canadians deserve a real choice. So he will be stepping down as prime minister as well after the party selects a new leader. It remains to be seen how soon that's going to happen. Let's just go back to what Justin Trudeau is saying. I expect him to take a few questions in English
vaisseau. Passer plus de temps à regarder les points qu'ils avaient en commun pour être les deuxième ou troisième choix des voteurs plutôt que de voir la polarisation que nous avions. Mais je ne pouvais pas de façon unilatérale changer notre mode de scrutin dans ce pays.
Next question.
We got elected in 2015 to fight for the middle class. And that's exactly what we've done over the past years. We reduced their taxes. We increased the benefits to families. We made sure the economy was focused on working for everyone and not just a few. And that has changed. That has dropped poverty rates in Canada. That has brought more people into the workforce. That has moved us forward on reconciliation in a way that has deeply improved the opportunities and success of Canadians despite the incredibly difficult times the world is going through right now. There's lots more work to be done, and I know that this party and this country and Canadians will keep doing it. If I have one regret, particularly as we approach this election, well, there are probably many regrets that I will think of, but I do wish that we'd been able to change the way we elect our governments in this country so that people could simply choose a second choice or a third choice on the same ballot, so that parties would spend more time trying to be people's second or third choices, and people would have been looking for things they have in common instead of trying to polarize and divide Canadians against each other. I think in this time, figuring out how to pull together and find common ground remains something that is really important for democracies. But I could not change unilaterally without support of other parties our electoral system. That wouldn't have been responsible.
Prochaine question.
Tonda McCharles, Toronto Star. Prime Minister, up until 3 weeks ago, you were intending to stay, and it seems that the event 3 weeks ago of Ms. Freeland coming out and saying you were firing her as her your finance minister was the catalyst that brought us here today. So can you explain your side of what happened there?
Chrystia has been by my side for close to 10 years now. She has been an incredible political partner through just about everything we have done as a government. And as a party over the past decade. I had really hoped that she would agree to continue as my Deputy Prime Minister and take on one of the most important files that not just this government but this country is facing, but she chose otherwise. In regards to what actually happened, I am not someone who's in the habit of sharing private conversations. Chrystia a été depuis presque 10 ans maintenant à mes côtés.
All right, let me go back to Maha Siddiqui. So Maha, Justin Trudeau will be stepping down eventually as Canadian Prime Minister. He's going to be caretaker Prime Minister for now until such time as his party finds a replacement for him. Lots of key points essentially saying that, look, there are too many problems within the party and he cannot continue as Prime Minister now. How soon, realistically, before we see a new Canadian Prime Minister? Maha, unmute yourself, please.
I'm sorry about that, Vishnu. So as per the Liberal Party constitution, there are 90 days that the party has to select a new leader. Since the parliament has been prorogued till the 24th of March, and since the party wants to have a new face by then, we should expect...
All right, Ma, sorry, he's back in English. Let's just listen in.
...beating Pierre Poilievre in the next campaign.
Pierre Poilievre's vision for this country is not the right one for Canadians. Stopping the fight against climate change doesn't make sense. Backing off on the values and strength in diversity that Canada has always, always worked to pull itself together on is not the right path for the country. Attacking journalists, the CBC institutions, that's not what Canadians need in this moment. We need an ambitious, optimistic view of the future, and Pierre Poilievre is not offering that. And I look forward to the fight as progressives across this country stand up for the kind of vision for a better country that Canadians have always carried, despite the tremendous pressures around the world to think smaller, to veer towards the hard right, and to be less ambitious for what we can be and do as a country when the world really needs Canada.
That's not an answer, though. Yes or no? Is there another leader that could beat him?
Absolutely.
Sur le leader?
Oui.
Pierre Poilievre. En français, s'il vous plaît, merci.
Pierre Poilievre a une vision profondément petite et erronée pour ce pays, si même on accepte qu'il ait une vision, de reculer sur les droits fondamentaux, d'arrêter la défense, la lutte contre les changements climatiques, de ne pas investir dans une économie plus verte, plus inclusive, de toujours chercher des divisions entre les Canadiens plutôt que de rassembler pour faire face à l'avenir de façon optimiste et ambitieuse. C'est pas le bon choix pour les Canadiens. Et j'ai hâte de faire partie, de continuer de faire partie d'un mouvement progressiste qui va envisager un avenir meilleur pour les Canadiens, sur l'optimisme et le travail que les Canadiens ont toujours fait pour bâtir un monde meilleur.
Next question.
Hélène Buzetti, les Coupes d'information. Bonjour, M. Trudeau. Il y a 16 ans, en décembre 2008, Stephen Harper a rejeté le Parlement pour s'éviter un vote de confiance qu'il savait.
All right, in case you're just tuning in, the big announcement out of Ottawa, Canada, Justin Trudeau, the Canadian Prime Minister, saying, and I quote, I intend to resign as Liberal Party leader as Prime Minister of Canada after the party selects its next leader. So he is, as I understand it, stepping down immediately as the leader of the Liberal Party of Canada because of lots of internal problems. And once the party selects its next leader, he'll step down as Prime Minister. He says that the replacement elections will happen in the near future, the process to replace him. And he said, and I quote, if I'm having to fight internal battles, I cannot be the best option. But by the same token, hitting out at his primary political adversary, the Conservative leader, Pierre Poilievre, saying that Pierre Poilievre is not the right choice for Canadians. But that's perhaps something he would say. Justin Trudeau is on a very, very thin wicket, shaky wicket, and has been that for a very long period of time. He's been a Canadian Prime Minister for several terms, but the popularity has just disappeared completely. Maha, come in over here. I keep interrupting you when he starts speaking in English, but do go ahead with what you were saying.
Yes, so it's pretty clear now that he's already informed the Liberal Party that he's stepping down last evening, and therefore the process to select a new leader for the Liberal Party has already gone underway. As per the Liberal Party constitution, they have 90 days to select a new leader. But since the parliament is prorogued till the 24th of March, it was supposed to reconvene on the 27th of January, and the party would have faced an uphill task because the NDP was bringing in a non-confidence motion, yeah, which they would have inevitably lost because Bloc Québécois, the other party that was supporting the Liberals on a case-by-case basis in Parliament on certain bills, had also said that they will support a non-confidence motion. So at least they have a breather now for the next 1.5 months. Will Jagmeet Singh still bring in a non-confidence motion once the Parliament reconvenes on the 24th of March? We'll have to wait for that announcement from Jagmeet Singh, because earlier he had said that even if there is a change in the leadership of the Liberal Party, he believes that time is up for this government.
Right.
And
now, hang on. He's speaking in English once again. Let's listen in.
In the passing of supply that will allow Parliament to weigh in on confidence, in a way that is entirely in keeping with all the principles of democracy and the workings of our strong institutions.
Mais avec respect, M. Trudeau, y a-t-il pas quelque chose d'un peu antidémocratique de suspendre la possibilité du Parlement
go,
de
across to Tara Cartes, we're running out of time on this broadcast. The Canadian Prime Minister announcing his decision to step down from the post of Prime Minister of Canada. That won't happen immediately. There'll be a replacement that could take a little bit of time, but he is stepping down as leader of the Liberals. Tara Cartes, your thoughts?
Well, it's been going downhill since October, right? I mean, when even in fact in December, the Toronto Star, which is the Liberals, you know, so newspaper was saying time to go. So that is finally when he's a bit limpet-like. He doesn't want to go. And now he's totally lost support from among his own party. And I think 4 by-elections that the party has lost recently. The last one was, I think, British Columbia. So there's a lot which is, you know, really pushing him out. Will in terms of a new government, you know, there was all that blah about the Pierre Poilievre not attending the Diwali function. I think that was a bit overblown because that the party hasn't really said anything adverse against India. They have not made any comment. So it's been, I think, going forward, it's going to be a better time in India-Delhi relations. I mean, Delhi-Canada relations. In terms of the trade that we've enjoyed, in terms of the fact that Canada is, after all, an extremely liberal democracy. They are a very fine country, like I've said before on your show. We have no problems with Canada. We have problems with Trudeau. That's the difference.
And indeed with any policies which prop up Khalistanis, which is such a problem, not just for India, but perhaps for Canada as well. Let's just listen into Justin Trudeau before we start wrapping this up.
Le reset nécessaire pour le Parlement.
En anglais, mais si vous pouvez dire pourquoi pas une élection, vous l'avez pas dit.
The parliamentary press gallery and anyone who's been watching politics closely over the past months will know that Parliament has been entirely seized by obstruction and filibustering and a total lack of productivity over the past few months. We are right now the longest-serving minority government in history, and it's time for a reset. It's time for the temperature to come down, for the people to have a fresh start in Parliament, to be able to navigate through these complex times, both domestically and internationally. And the reset that we have...
All right, well, there you have it. Justin Trudeau is effectively history. He's going to cease being the Prime Minister of Canada in a short period of time. He announces his decision to step down as Prime Minister. He'll be interim Prime Minister until such time as a replacement within his party is found. But he also says that he'll step down as leader of his party, and he says repeatedly that internal battles within his party are those which he cannot, he cannot go through if he is to function effectively. We'll leave it over there, come back with a lot more from the entire Left, Right and Centre team. Good night.